You know, the fine femdom mistresses of Tease Mafia have written a lot about the different ways to guide your masturbation. And it's become clear over the years that boys who enjoy guided masturbation may enjoy it most when it's most simple. They're looking to switch things up by ceding control to the experienced and sultry voice of a beautiful woman as she joins him in what can become a ubiquitous pursuit, jacking off and getting off. Boys who prefer it simple like this differentiate themselves from the more submissive type because they usually want to make it clear that they desire to come at the end of it all and don't care to be denied. I like those sessions. I like them a lot. But I have ulterior motives. You see, even though it's you calling me and paying handsomely for the privilege, I might add, I still expect to get something out of every session. I want to get my jollies too. That's right. I'm using you, Stroke Boy, for my pleasure. And you may make it clear that you're going to come with or without permission. But trust that I'm going to get my needs met before you do. I'll talk you into edging by stroking your ego while you stroke your cock. Don't get me wrong, it's exciting and gratifying to hear you grunt and moan when you blow your load. But that's not what gets me off. I'd like to think that I'm great at giving masturbation instructions, but I don't have much invested in whether or not you come. I get my jollies through edging you as many times as I can manage before you inevitably explode. And since the tension, the desperation, and the begging is what makes my pussy wet, when a boy edges for me and I tell him how it turns me on, well, I can get him to edge over and over. I may be shooting myself in the foot by revealing my trade secrets like this, because a determined stroke boy could probably just call and tell me he's not going to edge for me, that he just wants me to tell him what to do, and he'll come when he feels like it. It doesn't happen often, because most who call me read up first and know what I'm about before they do. But I don't reject those boys. I do tell them that I'm a dom and that I expect to be spoken to respectfully. But other than that, I do my best to take him from dull, boring point A to mundane, vanilla point B. Most boys, however, want me engaged. They tend to be aroused by my voice and can hear it in it when I'm particularly excited. They can hear it when I'm breathless with anticipation of how they'll react to my words. And that desire, dear readers, is just a hop, skip, and a jump from getting them to edge for me, relentlessly even. Edging will give you a more powerful orgasm and make me okay with letting you have one. Boys sometimes want to know what's in it for them when I introduce them to edging. At first, I leave off the part about my satisfaction in their desperation. I tell them that if they edge for me, the eventual orgasm will be much more powerful. And boys, horny sluts that they are always looking for ways to come harder. I also tell them that they'll last longer in bed, and they usually like the idea of that as well. Especially when I tell them to picture me in nothing but a pair of thigh highs and stilettos, bouncing on their cock passionately through orgasm after orgasm, and depending on them not to disappoint me. That's usually good for a few edges out of even the greediest and most wayward strokers. Whatever avenue I pursue, I usually end up making a guided masturbation session as exciting for me as it is for you. Even if you don't consider yourself submissive, it's just that boys aren't always aware that they're playing along. So, how did it turn out? Did hearing my voice read the words make you tingle in all the right places? If you'd like to try your hand, literally, at stroking for me, even now that you know my tricks, or maybe because you do, feel free to arrange a session. And as always, if you'd like to know more about my kinks and fantasies, please feel free to visit my personal blog at sensual-dom.com. Bye now.